From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Supporters of South Korea's impeached President Park Geun-hye clashed with police in Seoul Friday following the Constitutional Court's ruling to formally remove her from office, all the result of a corruption scandal. The head of the main opposition party said everyone should definitely accept the Constitutional Court's decision and stop causing social confusion and work to normalize state affairs. The ruling opens Park up to possible criminal proceedings. It makes her South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be removed early from office since democracy came into the country in the late 1980s. South Korea must now hold an election within 2 months to choose Park's successor. Israel's prime minister in Moscow Thursday talking with Russia's president about the Syria crisis, the latest sign of Russia's growing influence in the Middle East, as well as Israel's concerns about Moscow's regional allies. Russia has come to assume a larger role in Israel's foreign policy calculations since the Kremlin's intervention in the Syrian conflict in September 2015. While Russian President Vladimir Putin at the time justified Russia's actions as taking the fight to global terrorists and Islamic State, Western critics argue the intervention was also aimed at salvaging the government of the besieged Moscow's ally, Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Benjamin Netanyahu and Putin made no joint statement following the talks, but Netanyahu later issued a statement indicating he had made it clear to Putin that Israel wants to prevent any Syrian settlement from leaving Iran and its proxies. This is VOA News.